There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The situation in the world of invention. This is today's My Cool Inventions radio program with Akos Jankura, John Cremins, and me, Doug Stevin. I feel like the beginning of the Tonight Show, live from Hollywood, well, I'm not that far from Hollywood.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
Live beautiful from Tampa.
We want to be Burbank, yeah.
You want to be in Burbank?
No.
Burbank's really not that swell. It's not a bad place, but it's not like Hollywood, not like Tampa. Although it's been so long since I've been in Tampa, I can't really tell you.
Should I make a special intro for you?
Yeah, well, I was going to do
Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Doug Stephan. Good day.
So we were just talking, Doug.
Would that be okay?
Looking forward to your trip to Tampa. We've never met. People
nope.
know that. We're going to meet for the first time.
Isn't it interesting how we become friends and we've never laid eyes on one another? It really is. The best friends are the ones that don't spend any time together.
Best friends, you know. I spend more time with you than many of my friends.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Friends I meet.
Richie and I talk about this because we spend more time with each other than we do any other human beings. In terms of hours per day and days per week, how many people do you spend 3 or 4 hours a day with constantly? Jennifer Horn is on with me. You and I, we spend an hour a day every 5 days, so we spend 5 hours a week. How many other people in your life? How many, Celeste, your wife, Akos, how many hours a week when she's with you? She's probably around a lot, but she's not always with you. You're in two different locations, right?
That's a good point. I was home on the weekend, and she was doing a trade show, and I, cooked dinner for her, saw her at night.
Right. That's it.
Some of the best sleeping hours. It's not a lot. A couple hours here and there.
It's kind of like the romance when you first get with somebody. I remember the best relationship I ever had at the beginning of the relationship was together all the time. We loved each other, spending time together, and we didn't want to be apart and that sort of thing. And then you sort of wear into what's going on. But I still sort of wanted to have that. Some people think it's too much. I think if you really, you have to gauge things. You got to really know who your partner is, and you got to know what he or she likes. And if you want it to last, then you got to find out ways. I would think that long distance would be tough. I've had long distance relationships, and it didn't really work particularly well.
That's the only reason your and I relationship works.
Because long distance.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I mean we're with each other for 3-4 hours every day.
No, but Akos, you and John have been friends for a long time, and you spend a lot of time together, right?
Even when
you're not on the air, you spend social time together.
Yeah, we were at the hockey game last night. Yeah, we actually spend quite a bit of time together.
Yeah.
Actually, you're probably the human being I spend the most time
with. Really?
Dude. Oh, shucks.
Seriously. That's probably true, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, it's a wonderful... You and I think, because I've only had a couple of phone conversations, even before we get started. It's just that we're here together, and we share the camaraderie that people hear, they know is genuine. You can't fake stuff. It's not like acting. It's not like being on a television sitcom or a drama or something or in a movie. This is kind of what the consistent... challenge here is to have stream of thought that connects between a couple of different people so that you can have a conversation that is entertaining and you can bring other people in and engage them. Our inventors, for example, we need to know that they have something cooking for them, and therefore you do some screening. We do the Dream Big America thing and screen some people. By the way, you can still vote Dream Big America from last Friday. You vote until Wednesday for either Eric Tonneson, the Easy Faceplate, Tony Axton, the 100 Tables Fellow, and Mark Dressel, the Tossaway. You check them all out. Get the stories at dreambigamerica.us and vote as you would like to. We have inventors on here Monday through Thursday in this hour. Yesterday we had a fellow named Russie Jones with the light thing. How did he do in terms of voting, John?
No, I actually got 90%.
90% thumbs up. Okay. So, later. Go ahead, Akos.
So, Doug, I also wanted to ask you, I was flying in the plane, and I was thinking, you're a farmer, right?
I am.
And I was in the barn this weekend, and I, you know, the ladies were out at a trade show, so I was, you know.
You were working the horses.
I was working around on the barn. I was doing this and doing. And I started thinking, I'm the kind of guy, despite the fact I'm such an inventor, I don't solve problems by, you know, going to go to the work, the tool area and then start to. I have to go buy something to solve the problem. Now, are you a farmer that invents solutions for things?
I don't like to buy things. We fix the stuff that we have, and I have a clever fellow who works for me. He's very good with a welder, and he's good with coming up with creative. It doesn't look pretty sometimes, but it's pretty functional. And that's really what is most important on a farm. It's got to be functional, and it needs not to break. You got to fix it right and fix it the first time, because most often there are not replacements. You've got one, like I have a mixer wagon. I only have one. It doesn't work. The cow's feed doesn't get mixed up as well as it might. Whereas I have a bunch of balers and corn choppers and rakes and things that I use a lot of. But some of the stuff that's more ticklish and a little more expensive, you got one and that's it. So you better make sure that it's working right.
Yeah, I was heading off to the tractor store, and Celeste called me, no, call Gord. He'll come make something for that. And I'm going, you know what, for an inventor, here I am, not inventing. I'm going down the store to buy something that fixes it.
No, the thing that I have always found, and this is from growing up on the farm, it created in me a desire to understand how things work. And I really have become, if I do say so myself, pretty good at understanding a piece of equipment. I can listen to the music that it makes and tell you whether it's running or not, or running well or right. There's a vibration, there's a noise, there's something. When it isn't working right, you can tell it. I can take it apart, but I couldn't put it back together. look, there's the problem right there. So I've always been good at I used to own a bus company. And when I go out on a bus, I had at one point in time 400
buses. Things you learn on the morning radio.
Wait a minute, you were a bus guy?
I owned a transit company in Eastern Massachusetts for, about 12 years. I took over a company, a family that was my second family, ran school buses in the town in which I lived. And so when they retired, their son didn't want it, so I took it over. A few buses, it wasn't big a deal. I was a young guy, 23 years old. I figured, okay, I can do this. I was doing 13 other things at the same time. This will be easy. So by the time I'm done, I have 400 buses. I'm running all of the transit systems in all of the local communities. I'm running Boston, Worcester. I'm doing charters to all over the country, everywhere. I was $4 million in debt. And I finally said, you know what? I don't like this anymore. And I managed pass it on.
Change your name and move to another country.
But you know, it was a great lesson for me, because I had a partner who would come in to help me run it better and fix a few of the problems. And it's a long story, but by the time I was done, I really took it in the shorts. One of the three or four things that I've done in my lifetime that seemed like a good idea at the time, but then afterwards you work it through and it doesn't. But I've always done, you've done a lot of different things, eh, Carson?
John,
you've had. I just think I did things that were sort of given to me and I didn't want them to fall apart. So I said, okay, I can figure this out and I can do it. And for the most part, I did, until, you know, there are just some things that you have X number of hours in the day. And you have the ability to do well probably two or three things if you're lucky during the course of a day. I was running at that time four different businesses, and it was craziness.
Wow.
So that was something that I lost interest in, and also lost a lot of money at.
It's only pieces of paper with pictures on it.
That's all. You know, and I say that to people. Oftentimes, you have up and down. I've had really good experiences and made a lot of money and enjoyed everything. And you may not have had the highs and lows that I've had, but you've been up and down. And John's told stories on the air. We all have these. There's not a reason to run away from them. It's good lesson material for how you do it better the next time. That's all it is. And I think that same thing can apply to all of our inventors, the people who come to us who stay in the game, because the only way you're going to win at this is if you stay in the game. Yeah. And look at all of the things. I'm reading Napoleon Hill. I'm bringing that book to you, by the way, John, which you've never read. I'm starting to read. This is the fourth time I've read this book. I go through it, and every time I read it, something else sticks. One of the things that Napoleon Hill points out is that the law of averages, if you keep working at something, are on your side. Something is going to stick. Something is going to work if you don't give up. And I think that hopefully we have, for example, Kathy Lynn Tragesser with us today with a particular, this is a stick pin. And I don't like to prejudge, so I don't usually look this stuff up. I want to hear these people describe in words what it is that they're selling, because I think that's what works. Everybody today is so visual. That's the great thing about the radio. You can take these words and draw a picture with them, and from that you make up your mind whether you're going to support it. But I say to the people who are coming to us who want our consideration, they deserve consideration, because in a way most of them have taken a risk, and that's the first step that you must take towards success. You've got to take some risks. If you don't want to take risks, then you don't belong in the invention department. Would you agree with that, Acorn?
100%.
Absolutely.
You got to get out there.
You do have to. And don't get discouraged. You will
win.
You have to be okay to
fail.
Yep.
Yeah. I think what I want to find out in a few minutes, Akos, if I could explore this with you and John, who's the youngest? Think back to all the people that you've had on My Cool Inventions before I came along, and I want to sort of noodle you with the youngest. I want to know who the youngest person was.
I know.
All right, John already knows the answer.
I can remember,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, 18 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Tonight, after The Voice, the experts of love return on an all-new season of Undateable. My dearest Erica.
You get six words, three of which must be slap that ass.
Then, from executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, it's the premiere of One Big Happy.
So you're the wife?
Oh, no, I'm his wife. Yeah, I'm his lesbian best friend. She's having his baby. We all live together.
I'm just going to move my pen around, make you think I wrote that down.
It's two great comedy premieres tonight, right after The Voice on NBC.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469, in-store and online, is $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
St. Patty's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
On the My Cool Inventions Hour, Doug Steffen from the Good Day program, John Cremins from the shopping department at Zales, and Akos Jankura.
Nice. Very good.
Former manager at Target Canada.
I was yesterday in the company of people who are creating a medical, how do I best put this without giving it away? It's a new medical enterprise.
All right.
And I thought, because part of it was something that was perfect for home shopping, and I said to them, I know this guy, and I'm going to put you in touch with this fellow. It's not ready for prime time yet, but it's interesting how now, to sort of relate to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, how we all start thinking about those who we know, and those, I'm a person who's in the business to help. I'm a helper. That's, if you look at my chart, and understand the astrology of who Doug Steffen is. I'm a helper bee. I fix things. I put people together. I've never been very smart about making it something that helped me. I've always put people together. Okay, you guys have
so
a
your connector.
I think that's an important thing for us all to do. And I was so excited about this thing yesterday because it's a device that you put your hand on, and it'll tell you everything that's going on in your body. And it's so accurate, it's uncanny. And the way that I see a play in this for home shopping is what the solutions are to fixing the problem. It isn't the discovery, because the discovery is always going to be very unique, but fixing problems. And so I'm being abstract because I was told that I couldn't talk much about it. But
you can't have already told us a little bit about it, though.
Yeah, I have.
You have an NDA? Did you sign anything?
No.
Wow, because, I mean, loose lips are sinking ships right
Richie,
now.
Richie would be happy to tell you that you don't tell me anything that is...
Yeah.
You know, but I'm keeping this pretty close to the vest.
Here's how it works, okay? If you need to keep a secret, keep it away from Doug.
Okay, all right.
But if you want to get the information out there, he's your guy.
Just tell him it's a secret.
Yeah, and it's not because...
It's the PR department.
It's not because he can't keep a secret or he's not loyal to you. It's because he just doesn't remember what he's supposed to talk about and not supposed to talk about. And he talks about everything.
Well, I think that we all do this for a living. And in terms, one of the things that's made me successful, if there's a success quotient to what I do, is that I'm a pretty good storyteller. And Richie's right. Once in a while, I have great experiences, a lifetime of meeting interesting people, hearing about interesting ideas. And so every once in a while, something comes on the air that I might not have, if I'd have thought it through, probably told the story. One morning, Jennifer Horn, who's on with us earlier, she bought her father a drone for Christmas or birthday, so I don't remember what it was. And she said, don't tell anybody. And so immediately upon coming back, I started talking about drones.
Oh.
And then I made it, and then I said, but like the one that Jennifer just bought for her father.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
And he listens to us with regularity. So anyway, but I don't think I gave that one. I think that was safe on that one. At any rate, I think I'm back to what we were talking about earlier. And I wondered about
youngest inventor
coming up with the youngest inventor. Who was it that was the youngest?
You've got us going here because we're just debating it out loud.
Yeah,
I think it's Jose, the knuckle racket guy. John, I think he's right. He's got a college student. Then I'm just thinking to myself, all our inventors are older. In fact, even my first invention, I was like 25.
Yeah, this kid was Justin Matthews. I think, Doug, you may have... I think we were together then. It was the jump in the sporty game where the guy in the university in Mississippi State came up with a game. It was life-size game pieces, and you had to do sports to get your way around the board.
I don't remember whether...
It did okay. I mean, he got a lot of votes from Mississippi because he goes to Mississippi State. They have an entrepreneur program there.
So why is it that our inventors are always older? Where's the young kids?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about the way teachers are inspiring kids. Right. This is something that ought to start the science project, the field trip, whatever it is. This is something that needs to be, and maybe that's a job that we can take on down the road a bit, getting students, youngsters, more involved in the invention process. 28 after.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Rod Delano, Attorney, Houston. Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
The hour on My Cool Inventions with John and Akos. Guys, what's going on?
It's Rich. Hey, Rich.
It is.
Voice, yes. So Doug's...
Dudley's on his way to this invention called an airplane.
Oh, that's good. He gets on airplanes. I thought he drives across the country.
I thought he drove everywhere. No, he's going to a conference. So he'll be on an airplane for this one. He's driving across the country back east. I think it's next week.
Yeah.
He's coming
by the time he gets here.
So we were talking about Doug about inventing stuff, and we've got an interesting invention on now coming up. Kathy Lynn, and I think she's a teacher, so maybe we can address the whole youthful inventors, you know, the young inventors out there. I'm not sure if she knows any, but judging from her email address, I would guess that she's a teacher. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think so. Like, was that Indiana State? I can't read over there.
You can't read that far?
No.
It's Indiana State. So we've got Kathy Lynn.
You're going to destroy our name. Right?
I will. A name like Akos. You know, I have never, you know, Tregesser. How about that?
Tregesser.
Kathy Lynn, welcome to the program.
Thank you. You guys are very close. It's Tregesser, you guys are good. Good morning.
Not bad. Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not, but I have got my degree in criminology. And so I went to Indiana State University, so that's why. And
so
I do work with youth and troubled youth.
I see. So you kept your .edu email address. That's what tipped us off that you might be a teacher. We were talking about invention and people with young minds inventing, and we were just realizing that we've been on for 4.5 years, and most of our inventors are at least graduated from college or older.
Right.
So we were hoping you had some insight on some young inventors.
I'd love to be called young, but I'm really 45. So.
Well, that's young. Oh, my gosh. That's incredibly young. That's younger
yes,
than
it is.
They're not.
Nice.
And younger. So much younger.
Especially Doug. I mean,
yeah.
he's not here, so we'll just talk about it.
I guess.
So you've come up with an invention called the Eye Care Stick Pin. I was just looking at this thing. It looks like a pin that recognizes certain causes and diseases, and it looks like sort of a fundraising vehicle. Tell us more.
Yes, you're exactly right. They're little pins that are that you wear, and you can put them on. Usually what I say is wear them over your heart to show you care, but you can put them on your purse, or a gentleman can wear them. I've had gentlemen interested in them because they're affected by causes and diseases as well, and they just have a longer stem on them that pokes through your outfit, and then it has a little little tab thing that you put on the end of the where it pokes through at.
So do you custom make them, like you have the, or do you have them already made up for various causes and diseases?
I have a manufacturer that's already making made 11 of them. I have 69 designs that represent and help out 69 different causes and diseases, anywhere from cancer to protect our schools. What it all started with was I wanted to help out homeless veterans. My dad's a Vietnam veteran, and I heard about their plight on TV, and I wanted to help out, but I thought at that time I was married to a military man, and so we just lived paycheck to paycheck, and I thought, well, what could I do? And so I prayed. I felt so strongly about it. I prayed to God about it, and 2 days later I had a dream, and the stick pin that had a flag on it popped in my dream, and someone in my dream said, "For the homeless." And I just woke up, and it was just, it was kind of etched in my mind. And when I started working on it, it was just like a floodgate broke. And I just had all these ideas for different, not just to help homeless veterans, but to help out cancer, AIDS. My daughter has cerebral palsy, so I had one for that. And for abused, I worked with abused children, so I had one to help benefit abused children and adults. And so by the time I got done, I had 69 designs with the help of my family. They helped come up with ideas, too. I have a sister that's a nurse. And so by the time I got done, was endless, and I'd have many, expandable ideas too. And then I thought, well, how I can get this to help is I initially wanted 10%. In fact, I was recommended to give 10% of the net proceeds because when you start out, how you've got to have some money to get going. But at this point, I feel like that 50% of the net proceeds, my overall net proceeds, is going to go back to charities and organizations that I already have lined up.
Hang on, we have a couple questions.
Sure.
Yeah. So how did you get these manufactured? I mean, I know some of your information said that you had a few of them manufactured so far.
Right.
How have you been doing this?
I've been doing it out of my own pocket. And so I do a little at a time. And I went through small business development here in Kokomo, Indiana, and they helped line me up with a manufacturer out of Indianapolis, Recognition Services out of Indianapolis. And they're connected with just hundreds of manufacturers overseas and everywhere. And so that's how I was able to get them lined up. And the manufacturer can make all of them right now, but it's just what I can afford to have made. I've slowly been adding on to that.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get you to do your pitch. You have 60 seconds to pitch to our listener, and our listener will vote for you, thumbs up or thumbs down. Then we have several questions we want to ask you. So what you're going to do, you're going to take 60 seconds, and you're going to give us your best pitch. And while you're doing that, the listener will vote. They can go to mycoolinventions.com. That's mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. You can see the eye care stick pin there, and you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. If you're out and about and you're listening, you maybe got one of those smartphones, you can text to vote. You can text the word thumbs up, all one word, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, or thumbs down. You text that to 22333. That's two twos and three threes, 22333. Or you can phone us. Call 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. It's important that you vote, because the winner of each week goes on to the Dream Big America contest for the big prizes. So, Kathy Lynn, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Have you ever been affected by a disease or a cause? Most everyone has. Did it make you want to make a difference with that disease or cause? That is exactly what happened to me when I wanted to help out homeless veterans but did not know how I could help. I prayed to God about it. The answer to my prayer came in the form of jewelry pins that you wear called the Eye Care Stick Pins. The Eye Care Stick Pins are a line of stick pins that represent and help out several different causes and diseases. Each stick pin has a pictorial design that represents a cause or disease and a motto on the packaging that ties the cause or disease together with the pictorial design. The Eye Care Stick Pins can be found at iCareStickPins.com for $9.95 each, and 50% of the net proceeds from the sale of each stick pin goes to a charity or organization that pertains to the disease or cause represented by the stick pin purchase. I went from feeling powerless to be able to help out homeless veterans to God giving me something that can not only help out homeless veterans, but can help out all other causes and diseases as well. The iCareStickPins empower not just me to be able to help, but they empower everyone to be able to help out as well. And that's a good thing, because it's going to take every one of us to be able to make a difference.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
First, you're probably going to have to breathe.
Wow, okay, take a big deep breath. Okay. You got faster and faster and faster. And I'm a guy on television who talks really fast. And you were just revving it up there. So
let me get the premise.
$9.99. iCareStickPins.com. That's iCareStickPins.com. I've got a couple questions here. Okay, I want to understand the business structure of your invention here. So okay. I buy the stick pin, and then you will donate half of my purchase to the charity. So are you registered with all these charities, or how does that whole thing work? The whole charitable donation deal.
Actually, I've contacted the ones in Kokomo area, because I've already attended Relay for Life events and everything like that. And so it's actually not very formal. You just kind of do it informally. They don't have anything really that you can line up. But I want to make sure that on my website that I want to be able to let the viewers know, or the customers know exactly how much goes to these charities and organizations, so they know I'm on the up and up. And also, I would like the charities to let them know what they do with that funding, so that people really feel like that and know that they're making a difference. And so that's kind of the spirit of all of it.
So you said 69 different stick pins. I mean, when you first said that, I thought to myself, maybe it would be better to choose one charity, go on the national level, get registered with them so you can use their trademarks and all the marketing material.
Yeah.
Work a deal out with them. And I'm just thinking of these. Remember those wristbands we used to wear? You know, charity people get popular with those wristbands.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, instead of having 69 of them, would it not be better to have one general focus?
That's actually a good idea, and that's actually been recommended to me, and it's something I am considering doing, and it is a good idea. And if I could get one of them on board, I'm not sure how I would go about doing that, but if I could get just one of them on board, I know that would be huge for me.
So the other thing I was thinking of, you might want to register as a nonprofit.
Okay.
Because if you sit down with an accountant and go over the nonprofit registrations, you'll be surprised that nonprofits are more trusted. You more credible. You think?
Yeah, I think so.
If you register for a nonprofit, there's ways the nonprofit, you can pay for your administration and running the nonprofit. So I don't know the rules there. I haven't investigated nonprofits for some time now, but I would investigate in getting a nonprofit, picking your favorite charity, and then working from there, and then you could be like, it's like being the supplier of those wristbands, except instead of being wristbands, these iCare stick pins. You could develop a brand recognition for iCare stick pin based on different charities. Don't anything.
Yeah, I'm wondering. You say you're going to give half the proceeds to a charity.
Overall net proceeds. Right.
You're selling these for what? $9.95, right?
That is correct.
So how much is it costing to make one of these?
Actually, it's a good question. It, as with manufacturers, the more you have made, the less it costs per stick pin. And so currently with what I've got, if I order 300 at a time, and the first run of 300, there's also a additional cost built in for the molding, which is it comes out to about a dollar extra a pin. So the highest cost, which will go on by that, it'll be $2.33 per stick pin for the first run. And then the second run, if I just get 300, it'll be $1.33, and that's just for the manufacturing cost. And then if I order 1,000 of them, it'll be 97 cents per stick pin.
And then what do you do for shipping? Are you charging shipping on these or no?
I will be, when they order them, I'll be adding on a shipping cost. And it's $1.99 for the shipping cost. be added on for that.
What do you think of that? I mean, because he's going to give half the proceeds away anyway, so that means he's at $5.
I would register this thing. I'd work on the whole business structure, the credibility of the business structure first. I'd pick one charity or two charities, yeah, or very specific charities, and I would go on the national level and get the world out.
So contact like their national office.
Yes. I'm thinking, I can think of a few charities. My favorite one is always research, cancer research. It's my personal favorite charity.
Cancer research.
I do it. John's actually joining me this year. We do a 200-kilometer, 120-mile ride in June from Toronto to Niagara Falls. That's just what I do. Okay. You got to really focus on the credibility. You got to really focus on the business structure of it. Otherwise, I don't think, you know, people might not want to do this because they're a little worried about where the money is going. And if you're listening and you want to vote for iCare Stick Pins, go to mycoolinventions.com. That's mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button and you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Or you can text to vote by texting the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. That's two twos and 33. That's 22333. One word, thumbs up, thumbsup, or thumbs down. Or you can call us by calling 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. And just say thumbs up or thumbs down. Kathy Lynn, thank you very much for being on today's program, and good luck with your iCare Stick Pins. If you want to check it out, go to iCareStickPins.com. You can check out her website. And if you're listening and you're an inventor and you'd like to be on this program, here's what you do. You go to mycoolinventions.com and hit the submit button and answer a few questions there. And our team will vet the invention, make sure you've got everything in order, and perhaps invite you to the radio program. And to compete on a weekly basis, the winner of each week goes on to the Dream Big America contest with Doug Steffen. And that's where they've got the big money being handed out. And we do that on every Friday. We get the winner every Friday, and then once a month we take the four winners, and they all compete against each other. And it's a very exciting program. We've been doing it for a year with Dream Big America, 4 years with MyCoolInventions.com. So if you're an inventor and an innovator, go to MyCoolInventions.com.
The big red button.
Big red button. Click the submit button, and who knows, maybe you have the next $100 million idea. Hey, thank you for listening to the My Cool Inventions radio broadcast, and come back tomorrow with the next greatest invention.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counsel counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Durst, it's a murder charge. The question is, will it stick? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is a fascinating case that spans many years, one that took quite a turn a few days ago with the arrest of New York real estate heir Robert Durst. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is charging Durst with the murder of Susan Berman, one count of first-degree murder with special circumstances for the December 23, 2000 death of Berman. Prosecutors say Durst was lying in wait when he shot and killed her because she was a witness to his wife's murder. It is expected they will back up that statement as Durst fights what could be his last court battle. The 71-year-old Durst was arrested this past weekend in New Orleans. A date has not yet been set for his arrival in L.A. or his arraignment. The defense attorney representing Robert Durst, Dick DeGaron, said his client is not guilty of murder.
Bob Durst didn't kill Susan Berman. He's ready to end all the rumor and speculation and have a trial.
Durst was previously acquitted
suspected of killing a man in Galveston, Texas back in 2001, even though he admitted to dismembering the victim. Durst has spent much of the past 20 years traveling across the country, sometimes in disguise and under assumed aliases. And then you have the recent HBO documentary The Jinx, which aired in 6 parts. The final episode, seen this past Sunday night, Durst is mic'd and interviewed. He's presented with some incriminating evidence, after which he goes to the bathroom, seemingly unaware his mic is still on. Not easy to make out, but Durst did say, "What did I do? Killed them all, of course," an apparent admission. Los Angeles police said the HBO series was not connected to the decision to arrest Durst, who, according to New Orleans authorities, was armed with a handgun when he was taken into custody. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
On Wall Street, with a weaker dollar and oil prices falling, the Dow jumped 228 points yesterday to 17,977. NASDAQ rose 58 points, S&P with a 28-point gain. Prices at the pump, let's check it out. Fill it up, please. According to industry analysts, the price of gas will continue to go lower, at least in the near future. The Oil Price Information Service says crude oil production is at its highest level since November of 1972, and with oil inventories up and the price of crude falling, we are seeing lower gas prices again. The AAA survey of prices across the nation has the national average for a gallon of regular at $2.41 as of today, down 3 cents a gallon from a week ago. Prices have dropped for 9 straight days. California continues to have the highest average state by state at $3.35. And finally, today is March 17th. You know what that means. It's St. Patrick's Day, of course. A slew of parades were held across the country this past weekend. The nation's oldest St. Patrick's Day parade to be held today along Fifth Avenue, Manhattan, New York City. This parade, among others, has turned political after a backlash for its ban on gay and lesbian groups marching in the parade. Organizers this year are allowing one gay group to march with a banner. Not good enough, says New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is boycotting the parade for a second straight year. Weather-wise, bundle up if you're going to Manhattan. Temperatures between 35 and 40 in the Big Apple today. As the saying goes, you don't have to be Irish to enjoy St. Patrick's Day, so let's do some shopping. The National Retail Federation tells us we'll spend a total of $4.5 billion on St. Pat's garb and food. And how are you celebrating?
Wear something green or decorate a little bit.
Cook a corned beef and Irish soda bread.
Don't forget about green beer, green bagels, and other foods that turn green today. I have some very old cheese in my fridge that'll do just fine. I'm David Weiss, or make that O Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.